They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is time for Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. And before we get it over to Kevin Haugen, wanted to remind you it's brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. And they are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. There's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. And check out their glass enclosures. Converting to a shower with glass panels and doors is a great way to make your bathroom space feel bigger and add a sense of luxury. Now, without further ado, here is Kevin Haugen with Community Comment.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I am your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this morning. With the Hussisford American Legion, joining us on the program today is Post Commander Randy Nails. Randy, thank you so much for coming into Community Comment today.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
And we will be discussing today a cool opportunity coming up here in the month of June. Signups are quickly coming up here, so there's only a few days left for that, but just want to be able to highlight this really cool trip for an anniversary that is coming up here with the Camp American Legion, and we'll discuss that here in just a couple of minutes. But Randy, I would like to begin our conversation here this morning just discussing what your role is with the Hussisford American Legion. I mentioned you're the post commander there. You're also the chaplain with the Dodge County Council American Legion, and you wear many hats. This is a few things that we discussed on before we came on air this morning. But what do you do in your role as a post commander there with the Hussisford American Legion?
Well, I run the monthly meetings that we have. I'm also the adjutant or the secretary. Anytime we have a military funeral that we have to participate in, I get the guys together and I call the firing squad. I go to – for Veterans Day, we go to four different schools for a veteran program at each one. And coming up shortly, we have the Memorial Day program. And I always end up having to find someone to be our speaker. They don't like listening to me too often.
So, very busy in your role there with the Hussisford American Legion, and we'll hopefully have time here in our second segment to dive in a little bit about the Memorial Day program that is happening on May 26th here in our second segment of Community Comment this morning. But want to here now focus in on the main topic that we're here to discuss on the program this morning, and that is a bus trip to Camp American Legion's 100th anniversary that is happening in June. And Randy, would just like to kick things off and just discuss just sort of the broad overview of this trip and just sort of how it came together and what it's for.
Okay, what it's for. I've been a big promoter of Camp American Legion ever since I found out about it about probably 10 years ago. But it's been there since 1925. And when I talk to veterans, I ask them if they know about Camp American Legion, and too many of them do not know that it even exists. So with belonging to the county council, we got talking about maybe we should see if we can't get a busload of veterans. You don't have to be an American Legion member, veterans, to go up the camp. The camp is located just south of Minocqua, or actually Hazelhurst there, and to see what is all there. And it's just a fantastic place to be, to go for a week. But this will be a one-day trip where we'll probably get up there around 11 o'clock and leave somewhere around 2:30. It's virtually a four-hour trip up. But it was brought up – excuse me. in December about maybe we should see if we can't get a bus load together. And so I took the opportunity and I called Lamers to see if we could get a bus and what it would cost us. Anyway, the trip itself for the veterans is going to be, and your spouses are included, families included, it's $25. But at noon up there or thereabouts, you will be given a free meal. So the cost of the trip is not really that bad.
Yeah, and you mentioned this is a great opportunity for those who have not heard about Camp American Legion to head out there, see what it's all about and what they do there. We had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago when you stopped by the radio station to talk about this, to learn a little bit more about what Camp American Legion is. But for those who haven't heard about it, what is Camp American Legion?
What is Camp American Legion? Well, it started in 1925. They leased the land. There was 8 cabins, and the cabins were used for the physical rehab of the World War I vets, and then it went to the World War II vets and Korean vets. They could come there. At first, it was a week, 2-3 weeks at a time. There were, in one of the cabins, there would actually be a doctor or a therapist to treat them. Like I said, it was for physical rehab, and they could come there. It didn't cost them anything to come there, and they could get hopefully rehabbed to a point anyway.
Great.
So, yeah, and then from there, it's growing. There are now 18 cabins there that are utilized. They're working on trying to get most of the cabins winterized to the point where they can be open more than from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Anyway, I go up as a volunteer once a month when they are open. I also take care of the Dodge County. Dodge County has a cabin up there that we take care of. I could go into many things that is up there for the campers to do.
Sure.
We go, the volunteers take them out fishing 5 times during the week that they're up there, Monday night, Tuesday, and Tuesday morning, Tuesday evening, Thursday morning, Thursday evening. And then on Wednesday, there's a pontoon boat ride up to Minocqua. And you take them up there. It's about an hour and a half trip up. The people who want to go along have an hour and a half or thereabouts to go shopping in Minocqua because you're right on the edge of the main shopping mall. Other than that, well, then on Wednesday is a little bit different day. They get back. They have an outdoor brat fry, hamburger fry. The evening meal is, after that they have music. And every night up at camp, weather permitting, they have a campfire, which we always make sure, the volunteers always make sure there's enough there for have a good campfire. There's also a big Quonset building that if the weather is inclement, we can set up bingo there, beanbag tournaments, shuffleboard. There's 4 pool tables in there. There's just a whole lot of things that we can do in there. There's 4 pool tables. There's also a pretty good-sized library in there and memorabilia-type stuff from the services. And then also during the rest of the week, like I said, the mornings are, you know, anybody who wants to go fishing, and everything for the fishing is included, rods, reels, bait. Usually there's besides the boat driver, there's another volunteer on the boat to help with putting the bait on the hook, getting the fish off the hook, just helping them. At least 2 of the pontoon boats are wheelchair accessible, so that even if you're bound to a wheelchair, you're able to get on the boat and participate. And myself as a boat captain, that's where we get I get to hear veterans talking about their time in service with the fellow next to them. And that's the main thing now is the mental aspect of being up at camp, and you're always together. You all they all eat together. Breakfast is at 8. Dinner, noon or whatever is at 12, and the evening meal is at 5, and it's all served in the main lodge, so everybody has to come up there. And if you have, you know, just a problem walking or whatever, there's pontoon, there's golf carts that you know the us volunteers know who needs the help to get up there. Last year I served during the week when it was called spinal cord week, and everyone that was up there at that time had spinal cord injuries, and that was just unbelievable how those people get around, don't complain, just, you know, and it was really gratifying to see. And they don't do any complaining about anything. They just go about the, what they can do, and you know, and the whole camp is wheelchair accessible.
It really does sound like there's a lot of really great opportunities and a really good time for those here who have served to head up there to the Camp American Legion's 100th anniversary here coming up here in June. We're with Post Commander Randy Nails here with the Hughesford American Legion on Community Comment. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental. The weather is heating up most of the time, so you know what that means. Leroy's has the Braten Burger of the Week ready for you. Get a package of four beer, butter, and onion brats for $5.50 each. The Burger of the Week is the third-pound All-American for $2 each. Check out Leroy's chicken deals, too. Fresh bone-in chicken thighs are only $2.19 a pound, and fresh chicken drumsticks are just $1.09 a pound. 8-ounce bacon-wrapped tenderloin also sounds good to me, and they can be had for just $9 each. Hey, graduates, consider Leroy's party planning service for your celebration. The Heat Need Entree of the Week is smoked tri-tip with cheesy hash browns and buttered mixed vegetables. Get that for $8.49 each. Don't miss the Horicon Brat Fry on Saturday the 3rd from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and the Barbecue Shack Smokehouse Specials in Fox Lake that same day. Leroy Meats, your old-fashioned meat market with locations in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon.
This is the Hookster crew from Hookster's Marketing Greenhouse in Fox Lake.
We are open.
Our staff is very knowledgeable and willing to help with all your flower and gardening needs. Our hours for April are Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Come to Hookster's Marketing Greenhouse.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And 95.3 WBEV continues with Community Comment. Here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you, Jake, and welcome back in here to our second segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We are chatting with this morning Post Commander Randy Nails with the Hughesford American Legion. We are discussing a bus trip that is taking place on Saturday, June 14th, to Camp American Legion, celebrating their 100th anniversary. This is for all veterans, and they don't have to be a member with the
American Legion.
So they are anybody who's a veteran can join in with their spouse on this.
Family.
Yeah, anybody can come along and be a part of this really cool opportunity. And Randy, what is some good contact information that if people are interested in our area that they want to reach out? Obviously, they may be working with their own post commander in their own community, but I'm sure you can help them set them up if they want to get a hold of you.
Yeah, if you best for getting a hold of me would be my cell phone, and that's 920-650-8733. 650-8733. And we need to get a firm number because we need to get the bus full.
Yeah.
You know, by that first week in May, as the bus company, Lamers, has, you know, said we have to know. So we arrange for a bus, we arrange for a driver. And yeah, we leave, go to Horican Legion Post, and Horican has got a place for parking the cars of people who want to go. We leave from there, and we will stop somewhere around halfway up, just for a break. It's a customary thing when bus trips. And then, so we should get up there by 11 o'clock, and it gives you, an hour probably before the noon meal. And then, you'll have a couple hours afterwards to walk around, to look at the 18 cabins. The 18 cabins, they're all unique. There's very few that are alike. And there's also two brand new duplexes that have been built in the last couple of years, that they took out two old cabins in one case, and in the other one they just built a duplex to eventually serve as a place to go in with inclement storm weather.
Fantastic. Again, this is the Camp American Legion's 100th anniversary. There's a bus trip happening June 14th. It is $25 per person. Do we know how many openings are left on the bus, or is it there's still some openings left as we sit here today?
Yes, quite a few. I got to say we're around a half a bus load. It's just I got to make some – I get some time with a little rain or something that I'm not out in the field to call post commanders to find out how many they've got up from their post to go.
Yeah, and the deadline you mentioned is around the first week of May, which is coming up tomorrow. It's technically the first day of May, but there is a little bit of wiggle room if we get a couple of people with these seats open that a couple of days from now. If they say, hey, we got two people, three people want to join, if there's those seats open, I'm sure they will get them.
Yes, there is. Yes. You know, it's just a case of they gave us like 30 days. They got to know 30 days before the bus. They have to have the bus.
Gotcha.
So that's why I say the first week in May, which it would be nice to, you know, if you got any inkling at all, it's a fantastic place to go to see what's up there. If you're a veteran and then maybe after a while to stay there for a week, which does not cost you anything other than Friday morning, you take your dirty bedding and stuff to the where you go eat breakfast, the main lodge, and you take the clean stuff back, and you clean the cabin. That's it. You know, and if you're not able to do that, we volunteers will get it done. Mm-hmm. You know, especially the spinal cord week, you know, you got over half of them wearing wheelchairs. You know, obviously they can't clean the cabin and stuff like that. But, yeah, there's between 8 and 10 volunteers up there every week. And, you know, and they come from all over to Wisconsin. And so a lot of the volunteers are from up in that area. There's a few that drive further than I do, but they're still – you know, everybody's appreciated. Yeah. And everybody gets things done.
Right. And, Randy, I believe when we had a chance to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, if my memory serves correct, you'd mentioned that this is something you hope to coordinate not just this year, but make this kind of an annual bus trip up to Camp American Legion. If somebody can't make it on this year's trip, maybe have an opportunity next year or 2 years down the road to do something similar.
Well, if we get a really good response this year, be a thing to look at in the future, you know, to get more veterans to the knowledge of what it is up there. To go there, you fill out an application in from November to the end of February, because then they're usually full. And on there is what you need for accommodations for your group. And then they assign you to a cabin that fits what you need for accommodations.
We're with Post Commander Randy Nails here on Community Comment with the Houstisford American Legion. We just have a few more minutes left here in our time with Randy Nails here. In that time, I want to be sure we discuss another event here happening here in the month of May, the Houstisford American Legion's Memorial Day program. And Randy, what's the details that we want to share with
We've been doing this, I don't know if I'm a member of the Legion for 50 years, and it was done before that. So anyway, we meet out at the cemetery at 10 o'clock. We have a service, a short service out there. From there, we walk down to the bridge on the north end of town, and there we have a short service to honor those who have died at sea. We usually have a couple of gals that place flowers in the water for us, and we have taps both at the cemetery and at the bridge. And then we walk back to Memorial Park, where we have another longer service. We have a speaker, Bill Penterman, who is assemblyman representative for Houstisford. He now lives in Houstisford. He's going to be our speaker. The nice thing this year, and I got to give the band director from Houstisford credit, we actually are going to be accompanied by the band. So, you know, that hasn't happened for a few years due to lack of numbers. But anyway, they're going to be there. After we get done with our program, the community has a community, somebody in the community who just is an outstanding person that does so many different things that they honor. They honor this person. And now also this year is going to be, with the PATH program, doing, murals in town. They are going to have a dedication of the two murals, that the one on the Gillick store will be done, and the other one on the north end of town has been done for quite a while, a dedication of them two murals. So that's going to be a nice longer program.
Yeah, so a lot of really cool things happening there on May 26th for the Memorial Day program with the Houstisford American Legion is putting on there. We are out of time here in our second segment of Community Comment with our guest, Randy Nails, Post Commander with the Houstisford American Legion. Randy, thank you so much for coming on Community Comment today.
You're very much welcome, and I appreciate giving me the time to speak.
We appreciate your time as well, Randy. In our next half year of Community Comment, we'll be discussing with folks from the Beaverdam FFA their plant sales. So don't go anywhere. More Community Comment is coming up next.
If you or someone you know is suffering from domestic violence,
si tú o alguien quien conoces está sufriendo de abuso doméstico,
sexual assault,
abuso sexual,
child abuse,
abuso de menores,
or human trafficking,
o tráfico de humanos,
please call PAVE's 24/7 hotline.
Por favor, llama a nuestra línea de 24 horas, 7 días a la semana,
920-887-3810. Remember, if you see something, say something.
Si ves a alguien o algo, diga algo.
If you're a volleyball fan, Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam has some exciting news just for you. Sign up is open for their summer volleyball leagues. There are co-ed and women's league options Monday through Friday, starting the week of May 12th. Grab your team and get in on the action. Registration is just $50 per team. And the fun goes beyond the court with a killer outdoor atmosphere, food and drink specials, pitcher races, and summer bowling specials. Sign up at Tower Lanes by May 5th and get more info at bowlinbeaverdam.com.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy shrinking for the first time in 3 years. ABC Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says many U.S. businesses uncertain about what the future could hold rushed in to buy imports before the tariffs kicked in.
The fact that companies felt concerned enough to go out and buy lots and lots of goods, it is an indicator that things are very precarious right now, that they're very uncertain. It's also an indicator that companies, if they have non-perishables and they are stockpiling them, that they shouldn't have to pass increased costs off to the consumer in the immediate future.
Consumer spending also rose in the first quarter as people went out and bought items as well. Officials in Ukraine are reportedly ready to sign a mineral resource agreement with the U.S., the idea to pay back the country for military and other assistance in the war. A deal could happen as soon as today. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
Well, the first tornadoes of 2025 hit Wisconsin this week. The National Weather Service confirmed that six twisters touched down across northern Wisconsin. Monday, severe storms rolled in from southern Minnesota and intensified with three EF1 twisters and an EF0 in Clare County and two EF0 tornadoes in Shawano County. There was damage to buildings and downed trees and utility poles, but no injuries or deaths. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says his agency supports the settlement and conviction of the former warden of Waupun Correctional. On Monday, Randall Hepp entered into a plea agreement with state prosecutors and was found guilty of a misdemeanor charge of violating state county institution laws. Sheriff Dale Schmidt says he supports Dodge County District Attorney Andrea Will in her decision to enter this settlement agreement. More details about this story are at dailydodge.com. Well, the date and time have officially been set for the open house to tour the Watertown Fire Department's new station. The open house will take place on July 8th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at 621 Bernard Street. The renovation project is underway in Radio Park at the Dodge County Fairgrounds. The ground has been broken on the project to build a new stage. Fair Association President Doug Nimmin says the old stage was needing to be replaced. WDS is the contractor on the project and provided the conceptual design. The goal is to have the new stage in place for this year's Dodge County Fair, which runs from August 13th through the 17th. Well, the first of two annual bulk garbage pickups for Beaver Dam residents is scheduled for next week. Public Works officials say bulk pickup will begin Monday, May 5th and continue through Friday, May 9th. The next curbside bulk pickup will be in October. And the Beaver Dam Recreation Department's newest program guide is available to the community. A link to the May and June guide is available at dailydodge.com. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 62. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 46. Showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 55. Cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
So much to see. McKinstry's Home Furnishings. So much to say. McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Discover the floor model clearance sale on Symbol and Simmons Beauty Rest mattress sets at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We have new mattress sets arriving soon and need to clear out the old discontinued models. You can say big. These are not bargain basement qualities, but are the regular top-of-the-line models. These mattress sets are made in Wisconsin. Stop in during the floor model clearance sale going on now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Quantities are limited, so hurry in for best selection. We also have adjustable bases, headboards, bed frames, sheets, and mattress protectors. Delivery and disposal of your old mattress is available. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use our parking lot entrance, which is handicap accessible.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Folks, did you know that there is so much to see at McKintry's Home Furnishings, and you can find them under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam right now? They are having their super spectacular area rug clearance event. More than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capel, Surya, Kaz, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry in to McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 166 years. Visit McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. Now, without further ado, here is Kevin Haugen with more community comment.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into today's community comment. I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. This is our third segment this morning and our second group of guests here on our program today. With me here in this portion of community comment are members with the Beaver Dam FFA here to talk about a plant sale that is happening here just shortly, getting underway here. Just, I believe tomorrow is the date that I feel like I remember that was given to me. So hopefully I'm remembering that correctly. But here down the row, I believe to my right, if again I'm remembering this correctly, is Kelsey. Then we have with us Colin, Liam, Brady, and then off camera, but hopefully joining us here in our fourth and final segment of community comment is Logan, here to talk about the Beaver Dam FFA plant sale. Thank you all so much for coming in on community comment today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so I've been given a list of who is here to talk about what, so this is extremely helpful. So I'll just kind of work our way down the line here and discuss the details of this plant sale, which is getting underway again with the Beaver Dam FFA. And Kelsey, I've been told you are the person I need to talk to when it comes to hours and prices. So what are the hours with this plant sale?
So we open up tomorrow, and our hours for Thursday and Friday are 8 to 5 p.m. On Saturday, we're open 9 to 2. And on Sunday, we have our something special from Wisconsin Pancake Breakfast, where we will also be selling plants. That starts at 9 and goes till 12:30. And plants will be available throughout the whole breakfast.
Fantastic. All right. So, again, those are the hours for the Beaver Dam FFA plant sale. Kelsey, are you the person I can ask you, is this taking place at the high school, or where's the location of this plant sale again taking place?
Yes, our plant sale takes place in the greenhouse, which is back by the tennis courts and the football fields. Our something special from Wisconsin Pancake Breakfast will be taking place at the high school commons.
Fantastic. All right. So that is, again, the hours. And did we hit on the prices as some of the things that we want to discuss here? I don't want to move on if we didn't hit on that as well.
No, we have four packs, which are cell packs. They're $4. Our 3-inch round pots, which are perennials, are $3. Some of our other perennials are $4. And we have lettuce bowls that are $20, our premium hanging baskets, which are $20, and our platinum watering can hanging baskets are $25.
Fantastic. Again, we are discussing the Beaver Dam FFA plant sale here on Community Comment today. Moving on here, next in the row here is Colin, and you are the fertilizer expert, I believe?
Yep. Some of the things we do to fertilize our plants, we put a nitrogen, potassium, phosphate mixture on our plants, which is a slower fertilizer. It takes like 3 to 4 months to really use it all. And then we have Miracle-Gro, which is a water-soluble fertilizer. We use that every seven to 10 days, put it on the plants, and it makes them sprout out real good.
Fantastic. And then here next, down the row, is Liam discussing the flower options available.
Yes, we have dahlias, wavy petunias, regular petunias, wax begonias, osteosperm, pachoas, lantanas, coleus mix, some bedahlias. Dianthus red is like one of them. Marigold Durango Outback mix, coleus wizard mix, snapdragon peach, dusty miller, Snapdragon Liberty Mix, Alyssum White, Impatient Pearl, Marigold Durango Flame, Coleus, Lobelia Blue, Petunia White, Salvia Red, And for some perennials, we got some blanket flowers, 4D berry white, soft orange, some Speedwell Veronius, and some Pearl Island mix.
Great. So quite a few options for members of the public to pick between for this plant sale. You guys did bring, if you're watching on Daily Dodge TV, you did bring in some flowers here. We have some on display here. If you're watching on Daily Dodge TV, are you guys able to tell me what do we have here in this pot?
Well, this is one of our premium hanging baskets. Petunias in there, some Bidens, and Verbenas.
Verbenas, all right, awesome. So this is one of the hanging baskets that will be on sale during the plant sale with Beaver Dam FFA. And again, discussing just a lot of the flower options that we have with this plant sale. Another really important part of planting flowers and making sure that they're staying healthy is the pruning process, and that is Brady here is going to hit on that one.
So yeah, the pruning process, we try and keep the plants a widespread and not let them grow too tall to where they can still be plantable and still look very good. Some of our challenges that we've faced with these are some viruses and pests that we may find along the growing process. Another one is airflow, which is kind of helping grow the plants and help kind of so that we don't overwater them and help keep the water afloat. Then sometimes what we do is we have tables in which we can, they're a pump connected to the tables where we can flood the tables instead of watering them from like a water guarding hose from over the head. And then we've been, about 3 months now, we've been caring for these plants, and they've been looking real good. We haven't had too many problems with many. They're all very colorful, and, I mean, right here we have a nice display of one that's come along really well, so...
That's awesome, yeah. And it looks, as somebody who's doesn't have a green thumb myself, there's a lot of work does go into making sure that these plants sprout the way they do and grow. And we can see a lot of the fruit of the efforts here from Beaver Dam FFA in front of us here on Community Comment. Again, we are with members of the Beaver Dam FFA here on Community Comment discussing the plant sale that starts tomorrow at 8 a.m. in the greenhouse. And we do have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Silica for Your Home is celebrating 103 years, and that means the savings are big. Get 18 months of 0% interest financing store-wide, plus thousands in rebate savings. Enjoy free delivery, installation, and disposal on hundreds of appliances. Looking for the best package deals? Silica has exclusive savings you won't find at big box stores. Stop in today and enter to win thousands in prizes from KitchenAid, GE, Electrolux, and more. Silica for Your Home's 103rd anniversary sale ends April 30th.
Hey, want to make your next meal a little less, ordinary? Well, head to Quick Trip. Hey, we are so back serving up our legendary No Ordinary Chicken. Yeah, your dinner is hand-breaded, fried to perfection, ready to eat for tonight's dinner. Or you can buy it cold, sealed fresh for tomorrow's lunch. You know, we love to make life easier for you. This isn't just any chicken. It's Quick Trip's No Ordinary Chicken. Stop in your local Quick Trip today and taste the difference.
You're ready to party, so follow these wise words and get it started in here. The party is always ready at Johnny's Lounge in Beaver Dam. If you are looking for great vibes, amazing food, and one of the best views of Beaver Dam Lake, Johnny's has it all. Grab a seat on the patio and enjoy the stunning lakeside view, along with a juicy burger, hot sandwich, or tasty appetizer. Come for the party, stay for the memories. Johnny's Lounge is where the fun never stops. Head to Johnny's now and get this party started on Madison Street in Beaver Dam.
Life is full of challenges and surprises. When legal matters arise, you need a trusted team on your side. At Newberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley, they have been guiding clients through estate planning, elder law, and various litigation matters since 1922. They have employed attorneys who are dedicated to providing quality legal services that meet their clients' needs in an efficient and ethically responsible manner. They're always close by with offices in Watertown, Columbus, and Lake Mills. Newberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley. To schedule a consultation, visit watertownlaw.com.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And with the last segment for today's Community Comment, here's Kevin Haugen.
It is 10:46 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Welcome back into today's Community Comment here. We are with members of Beaverdam FFA over at the high school and to talk about their annual plant sale that is kicking off tomorrow at the greenhouse here in Beaverdam. We covered hours, prices, the fertilizer they use, flower options available, the pruning techniques utilized to make sure that these flowers look nice and pretty for those stopping by and picking one up here over the next couple of days here in our first segment with these guests, our third segment on the program today. Hopefully we'll recap some of that information here in our final segment on Community Comment today. But as we see, we have some new faces here in our fourth segment of Community Comment. We are joined here with Mackenzie Chitko. She is an advisor with the Beaverdam FFA, as well as Logan, who I've been told will discuss the challenges. I'm assuming that is involving the challenges of making sure that these plants are growing and sprouting the way they want to. So that is where we will begin. I will ask Logan. He's going to have to hunch down a little bit to get in front of the mic to discuss this. So thank you. It's a little awkward with the amount of people that we got here this morning. But Logan, what are some of the challenges that the Beaverdam FFA faced with planting and growing these flowers?
One of the challenges we had was some of the plants didn't grow at the rate we wanted, so we realized that the problem was we needed to give them more water, or it was the soil they were planted in. So most of our plants have been transplanted from little cell packs into larger pots to allow them to grow larger and flourish more.
Fantastic. Again, that's Logan discussing, again, some of the challenges. Obviously, you know, if plants, flowers were easy to plant and grow, everybody would be doing it. So it takes a little TLC to make sure that these flowers can grow and sprout the way you want them to. And would like to also focus here and discuss what the purpose of this annual sale is for, what the proceeds are utilized. And Mackenzie, what is the purpose of this plant sale?
Sure. So we run an agriculture department that in the fall we have a plant science class that focuses on the biology and the physical aspects of the plants. And then in spring we run this greenhouse management class. So the class goes out every single day. And since February we've had these plants in the greenhouse. And that's why these students are managing them every day. Each of them have about 4 to 5 types of baskets that they are in charge of. Their name is on them. That's how they get graded. And like Logan was saying, sometimes if you're absent, that can be a challenge to make sure that they're taken care of while you're gone. So the responsibility aspect of it, the kids are learning how to manage those things as well as the plants. Then they learn about marketing. Each of them had to make a Facebook post or an ad per se to utilize and take pictures of the flowers to market with them. And then when it comes to the actual shifts, every student has to participate in 2 different shifts for it. We provide lunch for them, which they love. Kids love donuts.
Who doesn't?
How we get them here. And so then the funding that we get or gain from the actual sale of the plants goes directly back to the kids. Whether we're taking them to an apple orchard in fall, we took them to a maple syrup farm last year. We let them travel and experience what Wisconsin agriculture has to offer and offering them different opportunities. Also, each student will get to pick a plant to take home. So that helps fund, obviously, for that. And then we also do different experiments along the way, and it helps fund things like our animal lab. Currently, we have a sow with 4 piglets in there. So everything goes back to the agriculture department and helps fund the kids in their endeavors.
Fantastic. Now, Beaverdam FFA is essentially like an after school. It's a extracurricular activity. Is that how I'm understanding?
It's an extracurricular, but it's actually built into our agricultural classes and programs. So it's kind of a unique opportunity for students to be able to participate in different events. We have a bunch of leadership participation with Kelsey did wildlife identification last week at State. These kiddos did some horticulture or floriculture. Everything is involved directly with class, and then it's up to them on how much of the outside program they want to participate in.
Fantastic. Maybe this is a good chance to bring back the students here and ask them, what drew you to FFA and want to be a part of it? Kelsey, why did you want to be a part of FFA?
I wanted to be a part of FFA because I really like the agriculture industry. I grew up with it. It's just something I really cherish, and I plan on continuing my endeavors in agriculture.
That's what, yeah, usually, obviously, there's a post-graduate opportunity, you know, when you go on to college. Is that something you hope to continue if you go to college and continue your career in education in this aspect?
Yeah, I would like to take some classes focusing more on agronomy because I live on a family farm and I look forward to taking that over someday.
Awesome. Fantastic. Colin, what about you?
I was drawn to agriculture because I was born and raised outdoorsy. Love all the experiences you can get from the FFA and all the opportunities you can gain. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Great. And Liam?
Yeah, same as him. Just grew up in the outdoors, and for work I do, I manage plants for farmers, so I go out scouting for people. So just really interested in just like learning more about agriculture.
All right. Brady?
I've just been like them too, always kind of growing up in the outdoors, a lot of hunting, some fishing here and there, and just been real interested in kind of the outdoors aspect of life. And the FFA group, they give really good classes and courses on kind of the different aspects of what I've kind of been interested in. So it's always been real fun learning and kind of growing as also knowing what I've been kind of known.
Yeah, awesome. And Logan, what about yourself?
Something grow from nothing more than a pebble into a piece of life that can support others.
Mm, yeah, that's really different perspectives and interests here that draw people to FFA. Does another interesting thing I want to ask, obviously, you guys have spent a lot of time working on this, getting to this point and growing these flowers. Is there one particular flower that you think is the coolest? It was the hardest to grow. What stood out to you, each students here over the last 3 months during this process? And Logan, we'll work our way back again. Logan, we'll start with you. Anything that stood out to you during the last 3 months working on this project? Any flower that you think, oh, that looks really cool, or thing that, oh, this was harder than I expected? Was there anything that stood out to you?
I guess it's our begonias, because the way we grew them was snipping buds off of a larger begonia. And we got to watch it grow from another plant into its own plant.
Fantastic. Brady, what about you?
I've been interested in a lot of those plants, but I think maybe something that I've kind of found more challenging, if anything, is the aspect of having to constantly keep watering, keep checking in, kind of just keep up with up-to-date, because, I mean, you miss one day on them, and they can go from real nice and pretty to you walk back in the next day and they'll kind of be a little droopy and dead, sort of. It's kind of interesting on how plants work. It's definitely been a challenge to keep up with.
Yeah. Liam, how about you?
I would say probably the coleus wizard mix, because it's like a partially shaded plant, so you got to mix it from full sun to shade, and it's just hard just managing it. So,
right. And Colin?
I would say definitely the petunias, because there's tons of different colors, there's like mixes, like shades of them. So that's probably one of the coolest, I think, is going to probably sell out pretty fast here. So.
Awesome. Fantastic. And Kelsey?
I really like the dahlias, even though we had some struggles with them. But I've been mainly in charge of making sure they're getting their space and enough air that they're needing to finally sprout, and they're just a very beautiful plant.
Right. And Mackenzie, as an advisor and somebody who teaches agriculture there at the district at the high school, what have you noticed from the students over the last couple of months, too, as they've grown? And you mentioned there's a lot of responsibility that comes as part of this project. Just what have you caught and noticed over the last few months?
I think first and foremost, giving the kids the opportunity. We talk about choice and voice, and they were given the opportunity to give both. They got to pick the vegetables that we grew in the greenhouse. So we have some different ones that we've never had, like a Kentucky blue bean. Students wanted to grow that, so we have them. Because it's not just a fundraiser, it's an educational use. So we also have cucumbers, peppers, squash. Something cool and unique this year that we're trying is lettuce bowls. So it's a flower pot that kids grew lettuce in, so you can snip them, leave it on your kitchen window, and it will keep regenerating that lettuce. So the kids are really excited to see how that kind of goes over this year because we've never done it in the past. And then I would say the leadership opportunity within it. Some students have definitely, like the ones that I brought with me today, have shown great leadership skills and understanding what daily tasks need to be accomplished, and they can kind of delegate them, but then also see, hey, somebody didn't water the cucumbers today. Somebody has to water the cucumbers today. Yeah. So it's a great opportunity. I enjoy watching them work with each other and kind of taking a step back and until something happens and I need to take a step back in. So I love it.
Fantastic. And before we run out of time here on Community Comment, I think it's a good idea to just recap the time and the places that this plant sale is taking place. Kelsey, that is your area of expertise, so let's head back to you and just remind our listeners and viewers the time and when they can head out and visit this plant sale.
Yes, so reminding you that we open up tomorrow, 8 a.m. sharp to 5 p.m., along with Friday are the same hours. On Saturday, we're open from 9 to 2, and on Sunday, we're selling plants at our Something Special from Wisconsin breakfast, which starts at 8 a.m. and goes till 12:30.
Fantastic. And that breakfast is at the high school, I believe you mentioned, and the sale is happening at the greenhouse there over at the high school. So if you don't have any plans and you're looking at some getting some flowers to be planted here this spring season, the next couple of days is a great opportunity to pick those up and support a good cause here with the Beaver Dam FFA. But we are running out of time here on Community Comments. Want to thank our guests here on the program today. To my right is Kelsey. To her right is Mackenzie Chico, advisor with Beaver Dam FFA. Standing behind her is Colin. Then we have Liam, Brady, and then behind everyone here is Logan. I want to thank everyone again for coming on Community Comment today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.